Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin is still in critical condition after his heart stopped following a tackle during last night's game in Cincinnati. On our newsline, Dr. Umesh Gidwani, director of the Cardiac Critical Care Unit at the Mount Sinai Hospital and professor at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai.
Dr. Gidwani, can you surmise whether it was the blow to the chest, perhaps with the precise timing of that, that caused the problem? Or could this be some previously undiagnosed cardiac condition that suddenly reared its head?
Honestly, I don't want to hazard a guess. There are a few potential etiologies or causes for what happened in this young man. And certainly some of those that you've enumerated are possibilities, you know, getting a blow to the chest at a particularly vulnerable time in the cardiac cycle can precipitate something like this. Certain other cardiac conditions can precipitate this. And just the combination of everything can precipitate it as well. So I do not want to speculate, but all of these are potential causes.
Is there a concern that his brain went a prolonged period of time without getting blood and oxygen?
That is always our biggest concern. The first concern is getting the heart back into normal rhythm, what we call return of spontaneous circulation. And the other is then to see what damage may have been caused to some of the vital organs, such as the brain, kidney, liver, and what we need to do to attenuate or decrease the harm that has been caused or can potentially been caused to these organs.
We don't know Damar Hamlin's specific prognosis, but is this the type of event from which a person can make a full recovery?
Yes, indeed. We have seen that before. Over the past 20 or so years, there has been significant advance in the management of patients after cardiac arrest. So we used to cool patients fairly significantly. That has evolved to a point where we make sure that it's not just the degree of cooling that the patient undergoes, but the prevention of fever after, such an event. So that is one of the things we do to improve the brain function or to attenuate any brain damage following such cardiac arrest. I have a good feeling about this, though, because one, his relative youth, two, his relative apparent good health, and three, the relatively brief interruption of circulation would suggest that any damage to the brain function would be limited and recoverable just based on our experience with other patients.
Dr. Gidwani, thank you. That's Dr. Umesh Gidwani, director of the Cardiac Critical Care Unit at the Mount Sinai Hospital.